Hey, this is Rebecca from Suhallensboden, and I am reporting live from the Plaza Festival, and I'm here with, what's your name?
I'm Johannes. Hi.
Hi, Johannes. So how did you hear about the Plaza Festival?
I got contacted by the guys Synchron, and they asked me if I wanted to join them doing the visuals tonight.
So tell us a bit about the visuals that you're going to be doing tonight.
Yeah, we've put up this dome that's upside down above the DJ stage, and then we have two projectors cross-lighting in it, and then I'll be doing live following the DJ sets with different video clips and mixing them together and adding effects and tempo.
Oh, that's really cool. So how do you select the video clips? Do you listen to some tracks from the DJs beforehand to get ideas?
Yeah, I have, but actually I'm here with Synchron, and Lennart from Synchron made all the visuals, so I'm doing their visuals.
Okay, fantastic. And do you feel like you spend more time in Suhallens lately, and what do you think of the recent developments in this neighborhood of Aarhus?
It's been a good period for Sydhavn. I was here for Sydhavn's festival as well. And it's been so nice. All these happy people here in these environments. It's nice.
Do you have anything that you would wish for or desire in the future development of the neighborhood? Like, what would you imagine the best version of Sydhavn's could be?
I feel like a lot of these pop-up events, like some of the installations could be cool to keep up and do pop-up events on them. But that might be expensive, I don't know. And then I would love a reuse back.
Yes, I think a lot of people are with you on that. We want reuse back. But it is a bit of a transition point for the neighborhood. And I think one of the things that we're interested in at Suhallensboden is learning what people's visions are for this as a neighborhood. Like, what could this be? Obviously, there's a lot of economic development potential and the city has its ideas, but what could this be for youth culture, for arts in the city?
Yeah, for me it's been a wonderful hub to meet people. Always someone working on something fun, and you're always welcome to join. Lots of open projects, and I feel like there's room to expand, so it would be lovely to do so.
Thank you so much, Johannes. So, what's your name?
My name is Lucas.
Hi, Lucas. So what brought you to the Plaza Festival today?
What brought me here was that we have this concept called Pop-Up Lab, which we were lucky to get to exhibit down here, just around the corner. And so we are doing an installation down there. Yeah.
Tell me a bit more about your installation.
Actually, we have also these two who are in the project.
Fantastic. We have a bunch of representatives here. What's your name?
It's a wee project. I'm Frederick.
Hi, Frederick. And your name?
Arabella
and Frederick. Okay, so tell us a bit more about this installation and why should we check it out?
Yeah, we made these modules out of wood that we found. And then we created these modules where we then used excess cloth, affaldssortering of cloth as insulation in between these modules to represent the overuse of cloth, which is Pop-Up Lab has taken it an interest in, this overboard toy.
So overproduction of clothing, fast fashion, yes.
And that whole thing. And then we made this installation with the clothes as insulation, which also is a reference to the stacking of clothes in your wardrobe. Yeah.
I think I might have seen this coming in. So there's these wood structures, very modular, and then there are some folded clothing, very neatly folded clothing. It's very compelling. I noticed it on the way in. So I have a sense.
Yeah, there's also a lot of colors in it. Yeah, so... And actually, we reached out to people that they should bring their clothes to this festival, because it's also some kind of a community, and we really want to, people to be interacting in this process of also doing something about it. We will come together to solve this, and then we just hope that it will grow throughout the day, and then let's see what will happen. And yeah, maybe we also want to have this installation going other places afterwards. Maybe Dagen will say yes to it, I hope.
So in the process of working on this project, what have you found about people's just general knowledge of the problem of overproduction of clothing and overconsumption?
What have you found out?
Yeah, do people seem to be aware of the issue, or is it something that you are educating people about?
Well, I am new in this. It's my first day in Bobablob. I don't know yet the real statistics, but I think in Denmark it's... well, there are people who are really aware. It depends on what kind of skena you are in, really. Does your friend, a group of friends, kind of connect in this team, as Lucas's Bobablob friends group really is aware, for example, but... I think it's still an issue that isn't very kind of too well known. Like we still have 90% of people I can kind of predict in my head. I don't have this data, but have too many clothes in their closets, I think. So yeah. So it's really something we have to act and create these communities of like clothes sharing, what Bobablob really is. It's like, if you have something you don't use, you can just bring it somewhere and somebody else can just take it. So it's not no money included in it anymore, because we already have this, you know, bunch of things and we can just share them around. We don't need actually anything else. We don't have to buy anymore. So it needs action, and this is what Bobablob tries to do.
And can you see, so you see there being a need for a sort of permanent space for clothing exchange, secondhand clothing exchange in Aarhus, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And also this clothes that is in this installation afterwards, we will not just trash the installation, we will have the installation to go around different places, and also the clothes which is in this installation, we will get it out in cloth racks around town, so people can just take it for free and shift around, take one piece, get one piece.
It was a really important kind of aspect when we were developing the installation's concept. How do we want to do it? Because it's really easy to downcycle things, but we had to keep in mind that let's not downcycle, let's reuse or upcycle the clothes. And then we reached the idea of we just fold the clothes, we don't have to kind of cut them in any way, so we can in this part here we can just keep them as they are, like folding them into the wooden frames, like building walls out of them. And now we can see onwards, we can still use them as they were, and we can upcycle all the clothes maybe that are not in the condition anymore to wear them as they are, so to kind of glue them up. Or
what's the difference between upcycling and downcycling? Can you just explain briefly?
Yeah, for example, in the as we are having the walls, the wooden frames, in architecture, it's already used a bit that if we, for example, make the clothes kind of ribbons of clothes, we really cut them up so that they are not clothes anymore, you can't anymore wear them. So this is what we call downcycling, because the first kind of function is not anymore there. So and we can use them in insulation in the walls. Now upcycling would be something that increases something's value, and recycling is that the value, like we don't really change the function, but we reuse it in the same function. So this is it, and we are trying to also show with this wall that a bit of this reference on the downcycling part with clothes as well, because they are used in insulations inside the walls. But should we do it? Or yeah, maybe we should do it, but we are kind of in here, we are still not downcycling them yet.
Thank you. So it sounds like you are all involved in creating new projects in Aarhus, and you have a kind of a mission-led project here. And so I'm curious, this is an area in transition that we're in Suhauen, right? And actually, one of the things that used to draw people to Suhauen was reuse, which was a place that was dedicated to kind of rehousing and giving new life to used products. And so I'd be really interested to hear if what your vision would be for Suhauen, if you could decide what to do with the old empty slaughterhouses, what would you do with it?
We have a slogan which say that we can vi kan bruge tøj til alt. We are not only wearing clothes, and maybe that's also one of the things with this installation is that this is an interesting place because it is in a transition, and that's also fun to work with, some getting people's awareness on this. Like, okay, can you build with clothes, or is that really possible? And maybe it will be, and maybe it already exists somewhere. I don't know. We just try it out. We're experimenting here, and we really want to have conversation with people that come by, just grab them and talk with them, and yeah. And but yeah, visions for Suhauen. I hope it will be like a place where there really will be culture and. Been I just see these old industrial fabrics buildings, like, oh man, it could be amazing with really good pulse down here of active real artistic people, and an inviting place, a place with community and where you can float around and see things in process, and you are always welcome to go around in this place and have conversation, and out from that things develops, like just get people from the town down here, and I wish it to become a creative place and not just let's build new buildings here where people can live. No, it should be a place of experimenting, yeah, because it's industrial. And industrial is also experimenting, but we have to experiment in another way, in a way of sustainability. I don't know, creativity. Like, yeah. What? Maybe you have.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think it would be a shame to see this place just get demolished and turn into a new part of the city. It would be great to remain and keep some of the. Both the cultural, but also the building heritage that is already here. And from a sustainability point of view, it would make no sense to demolish everything and then build it anew. It would be way greater to go in and do a restructuring of the whole area and transform the existing structures and the existing culture, which is here. What this is and the previous events that has been taking place, like Suhauen Festival, and take all this will and creativity that's already happening here and then giving it a refurbished new way of existing. So I would like to see this place have a nice transformation and not a set demolishing. Yeah.
And what about you?
I totally agree. I would definitely keep the existing built environment, and also, well, it doesn't mean that we can't add anything. We can add anything, but also it would be a great idea to keep some kind of industry in the city, because this is something that we nowadays want to get out of the city. But it's good to kind of have the knowledge, or kind of. The knowledge comes from, you know, seeing things, and if you see things being made, what you really use every day in the city is also, I think, important. And but it doesn't mean that it has to be monofunctional, like let's just produce one thing here, maybe it can take some part. And also I see kind of like offices or studios where people could, I don't know, rent out a table, for example, like one table, and they can work here, for example, so that this could, yeah, become a place of gathering, getting together, sharing. At last, the slogans in this are great, celebrate, and what was it? Get together or something. So, yeah. So, yeah.
And what about the music at the Plaza Festival? Did you come here for the music, for the nightlife, or was it really more for your project?
We came to... why are we here? Like, for the music? Yeah, the music is really attractive, yeah. Part, of course, yeah.
And what do you think of nightlife in general in Aarhus? Are you fans of electronic music?
I love... what do I love? I really enjoy to go out here. Like, if there's some jazz, I will be up for going. I like jazz, yeah. And I like electronic music, and I think there's really good places. There's some good places you can go. Like, I have good experience at Turquoise and Institute for X. So that's really some places. Eller Aarhus, it's called, yeah. I really go there. If I want to hear something good, yeah.
Maybe we could add Tuhauen as another place to go out for good music in Aarhus.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah.
What was that place?
Maybe we could add Tuhauen.
This could definitely be a place for that music scene to flourish as well.
I think we could make a good dance hall in the slaughterhouse in here, yeah.
You heard it here, dance hall in the slaughterhouse. That's what we want. Thank you guys so much. Okay, we're getting some off-the-cuff observations about the vibe at the Plaza Festival. So I'd like to hear more about that. So, okay, let's start with your name. What's your name?
My name is Mia.
Hi. So what brought you to the Plaza Festival?
I have a studio in Sydhavn in the area, and I know the people that arranged this party, and they were so kind to give all of us in the area like a free ticket to come and experience what they're doing. It's a new space that's been taken into like a cultural, into the cultural hands. So I think it's about showing what more of these abandoned places can be used for, and then inviting, like, Sydhavn is like an area of many, many people and many, many interests of these people. So I think it's an honor and a good choice that they also wanted to invite us all for free to participate and to have a look of what this area can do. Yeah.
Sounds like good neighbors.
Yeah, good neighbors.
So how would you describe the energy and the vibe here tonight?
So far, it's a lot of people that I haven't seen before, and I really like that it's... I guess it just tells more about me and where the places that I come, that I usually see the same people, and this for me looks like a crowd of a like an age group a bit above me, but people with nice how can I say this? It's gonna sound very like basic, but like there's a good style of them. It's people of you know, they like. How can I say? Modern, industrial, but arty design vibe of, you know, the mix between like a lower social group of people with a higher social group of people mixing in between wine and beer and electronic music and scaffolding stages and trees and old slaughterhouse and so it's I guess it's there's it's not unusual to see this in Copenhagen maybe, but it's for me new to see in Aarhus in the same space as what maybe is normally the kind of crowd that comes to the area of Sydhavn, and I think that's it's a good sign and maybe but my words are not law. It's just my my first insight. Yeah.
No, but that's a really interesting insight. So something that you haven't seen in Aarhus before, and it sounds like there's kind of something for everyone here. You mentioned like the
the diversity, different styles, wine and beer.
Both.
No, but in general, like, what would you like to see more of in Aarhus, cultural life and nightlife?
Like, I think in nightlife, well, this is a different thing, but a nightlife that can be more chilled. That's not about alcohol and not about being hammered, but also finding spaces in the nightlife where you can maybe lie down or have a more like a, not like a meditative meditation vibe. It doesn't need to be like quiet or chilled in that sense, but you know, you can enjoy electronic music and you can enjoy dancing or moving, but you can also just stay chilled and enjoy the evening and wake up the day after with not being completely hammered. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite like festival in the Aarhus area or in Denmark in general?
There's many. I really like Øhels Festival in Ærø. Yeah.
Why is that?
I think it's because they mix that a lot. They use what they use. It's a Ærø, like it's in the harbor of Marstal, and they just use the aesthetics of the harbor, and it's hygge. And have you been there?
I've been to Ærø, but not for the festival.
Okay, but then they have programs for kids. They have programs for families. They have a dancing program. They have like a mainstream program, and then like a more experimental program. And it's, you can just feel that it's made by people that likes to be creative, and there's space for volunteers to be creative and help out creating something really nice. So it's to, you know, it's a festival of love. There's definitely alcohol. You don't take that away from a party, but and I like beer and stuff too. So, but it's just it doesn't come because it needs to earn money on selling beer. It comes because it's important to do things and enjoy things together, which is art and poetry and music and whatever. Yeah. So.
But you said you have a studio space in Suhaun.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
I am a freelance graphic designer and illustrator. Yeah.
So have you done any graphic design or illustration for projects out of Suhaun?
Mostly, yes. Yeah, festivals and books and murals and many different things. Yeah, in all over Denmark.
Where could we find your work? You've Instagram or a website?
Yeah, I have Instagram. It's called Mie Tegner. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Wait, oh, one more question, because I want to ask people this. So what can you imagine for the future of Suhaun, like for the old slaughterhouses, or if you could choose what is done with this area, what would you want?
I hope it stays as it is, like a place that's free in terms of what happens within the small rooms. It's up to the individual person who has that space. It's not constructed by social norms, because it's the ownership of each person that's living there, or not living there, but having their space there. And it just mixes people from so many different social layers. And it's I really hope that the slaughterhouse can become a part of that, like a part of a new cultural space that can, when you just kind of remove the smell from there. And I think this is like an example of how you can really, like, you can always use more space for doing stuff. We are missing space for unfolding and doing and having opportunities to create and the projects that we want to create. So I hope that Suhaun stays a place of individual and creative freedom, and also a place of modsætningspar. I don't know what that English word is, but things that is opposite each other. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you too. Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, we're good.
Good.
My name is Bam, aka DJ Hoodcat. I'm here with Suhaun Ballin Radio.
Okay.
What brings y'all out tonight?
The people, definitely the people, the vibes.
The vibes.
It's yeah, it's a very social kind of party, I gotta say.
Okay.
Like, normally I'm like drawn straight to the dance floor, but right now I'm just like going from like group to group, man.
Okay, that's what's up. That's yeah. What's up. And I'm new to our house, but there's a vibe right here. I love it.
Okay, so where are you new from? Where are you visiting?
I am coming from Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas.
You know, land of the Cowboys.
Yeehaw.
Yes. So.
What about you?
I'm from Berlin, but I've been here in Aarhus for like quite a while now.
Nice. That's what's up. And how do you like Aarhus? Do you know about this area, the Soulhound area?
Yeah. Actually, I'm a DJ myself on Südtanz Radio, Südtanz Berlin.
Oh, cool. Okay. What's the name of your radio show?
Culture Cuts. So basically, every episode I do a show on like a different region in the world that's a little bit underrepresented in electronic music. So for example, I have like one episode on like Afro House, Techno from East Asia, Oriental House, all that kind of stuff.
Nice.
So yeah, that's what I'm doing. Okay. And I think it's a great space in general over here to just have these kinds of events.
That's cool. And what do you think they should do with this area in the future? You know, they're talking about tearing
fucking
it down,
so. Expand it. Have it cover the entire city, man.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. No. I think it's great that these spaces over here and like Godspain and you know the whole Institute as well Institute for X. These kinds of free spaces and spaces where musicians and the crowds can
free
come together,
collaborate.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
great that this is also not just like done by the people themselves here, but also funded by the government, and often.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's subsidies, there's everything, and I think that's a really good thing, and that should be done as much as possible.
That's cool. And I see we have a big international crowd. We got America and Germany all in Aarhus. That's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, there's yeah, I know just the people that I know here, there's at least 5-6 different nations over here.
Oh, that's really cool. Great. Cool. Hey, thank you guys for your time. What's your DJ name and the name of your show one again?
My DJ name is Rafa Berlinson. It's the same on Instagram, and my show name is Culture Cuts. It airs on Südtanzbühle at 8 p.m. every Friday. So
cool.
Yeah, check it out.
All right, thank you. Have a good night.
We're ready.
Hello, how are y'all doing tonight?
We're good. How are you doing?
I'm great. What's your name?
My name is Tove, aka TCG.
TCG?
Yes.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I
was actually playing earlier this evening.
Okay, so you're a DJ.
I am a DJ.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay, and where are you from?
I am born and raised in Kenya, but half Danish. That's what brought me to Aarhus, Denmark.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It is.
That's cool. How long you been here?
I've been here 8 years.
8 years. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good
wine.
This is wine. This is bubbly.
Oh, it's the bubble
it's
wine.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
It's the kind of shit time. That tells you.
Sebastien Besson.
Besson.
Sebastien.
Oui, 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 oui.
Besson.
C'est très bien.
May I?
Go ahead.
So how do you feel about the Soulhound area and what's going on here?
I feel like it has such a huge beating heart. But at the moment, we're missing a bit more activity. But that's, I think, a lot because of the construction that's going on.
Gotcha.
But
okay.
There's been a lot of really good initiatives that have incorporated cultural work.
Okay, that's nice.
Into
and we need more
the
cultural
area.
Work
and that's the thing. It's such a beautiful space to make that happen. And people are like, they're aware of the space. And I feel like Aarhus has the capacity for there being a lot more going on away from the inner city.
Okay.
So whenever there's an event going on in Soulhound, people just, they come
They
through.
Migrate here.
They migrate
yeah,
by the masses. It's such a good vibe.
Okay, so you think we should turn the slaughterhouse into an event?
I mean, the slaughterhouse can stay as slaughterhouse. Unless they try to do some biometrics and whatever.
Oh yeah, they're going to have to clean that.
Clean it up.
Clean it real good, yeah. Cool, well thank you for your time and
you're welcome.
What's your DJ name again?
My DJ name is TCG.
Nice. Yes. Check her out. What's your Instagram?
My Instagram is Tuva Chip Career.
Tuva Chip Career.
Exactly.
Alright. Thank you for your time.